You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to continue on with the series on the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, commonly known as Saturday. That's the day that God designated as the Sabbath to worship Him on. He wrote it in a tablet of stone. We know it is the fourth commandment. The stone is like it's set in stone. It does not change. He tells us in the fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath because he knew that we would forget it and abandon it. So many people ran out of time yesterday. We're talking about so many people don't know. They think that somehow, some reason, some way that the Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday with Jesus' death, crucifixion, and resurrection. And that's simply not true. It's not in the Bible. The Sabbath continued after the resurrection of Jesus. The last thing I brought up in the previous show was Jesus was looking forward to the tribulation. And he tells his disciples, and they record this in the Bible in Matthew 24:20, that they should pray that their flight not be in the winter nor on the Sabbath day. Well, the winter is self-explanatory because if you're fleeing for your life because you're being persecuted because of the mark of the beast and the Sunday laws that'll be enacted, it's better to be able to run and hide in the summer than it is in the winter. It's a hardship. And not on the Sabbath. How many people have thought about that? He says, pray that it not be in the winter or on the Sabbath because it's work to flee. You're running. You're eating up energy. And he says, you don't want to have to do this. Now, to save your life, you can flee on the Sabbath, but you could flee any day of the week, and he said it's better to pray that it doesn't happen on the Sabbath. So, after Jesus' resurrection, Luke tells us in Acts chapter 16, verse 13, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a river. So they're still keeping the Sabbath, and they're still acknowledging time from the Sabbath. And and Paul, he travels to with a Gentile and kept the Sabbath day holy far from Jerusalem and Philippi, which was Gentile territory. The Sabbath is going to continue forever. Even in God's kingdom, it tells us that from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come and worship before me, saith the Lord. That's in Isaiah 66, verses 22 and 23. So see, even when Jesus returns and he sets his kingdom up, we're going to be keeping the Sabbath. In fact, in Zechariah, it tells us that whoever doesn't come up for the Feast of Tabernacles, there's going to be a plague on them. There's going to be no rain, sickness, disease, famine for the people that aren't given eternal life. And I know I'm throwing a lot at you all at one time, but there is so much on this subject that I'm going to share with you. So much I look forward to sharing with you to help everybody understand if we only will open our Bible up and look. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.